Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Tuesday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast once again. I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all of you listening to the broadcast. And once again, doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at, doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD2MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Praise be to God. So amen and amen. Thank God for another blessed day. Wherever you're listening to me at on this broadcast, won't you join with me in prayer? Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, once again, we humble ourselves this day to come before you. We come and acknowledge that you are God, and besides you, there is no other. Therefore, Lord, this day, as we assemble together to go into the Word of God today, we ask, Lord God, that you will release what we need in our spirit. Father, we need understanding. We need revelation knowledge. Therefore, it all comes from you. So therefore, Lord God, we seek you this day, and we ask for your grace and your mercy that you will release this to us as we go into the Word of God. And so, God, we will be so careful to give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Well, while we await for my brother to join us, we're going to go into, once again, the book of Revelation chapter 17. Tonight we are dealing with Revelation chapter 17. We are on part 6. And we're talking to you about the Roman Catholic Church that the Lord is referring to in this 17th chapter. We have been talking to you about the Pope. We've been talking to you about the little horn. All these are in it together, okay? They're all in together, people. And that's one of the things that we want you to know, and this is what we are informing you about. Amen. Revelation chapter 17. And for those of you that are first-time listeners, hey, the beautiful thing about Blog Talk Radio, it does record us. So after you listen to this broadcast, hey, if you're on this, did it on this page, I think the God's Word to Man logo may be on your left. Click on it. You see episodes. Click on the episodes, and it will show you all the past episodes that we've done. And I say that to encourage you to go back and listen to parts 1 to part 5, okay? Go back and listen to the first 5 parts, because, like I said, once you come in the middle or end of something, many times it's hard for you to comprehend or grasp the subject that's being taught at hand. Amen? Glory be to God. So, we are in Revelation chapter 17. I'm going to pass my brother on. God bless you, brother.
Hey, how are you, brother? How are you doing?
Oh, bless again, brother. Good to hear from you. Thank God for you. As we once again today come together and once again to deliver the message, the gospel of Christ, the word of warning, and to continue to pour pain on Satan.
Amen.
And I thank God for that. Amen. Because it is such a beautiful thing. We are in Revelation chapter 17. We're doing Revelation 17, part 6 tonight. We will have one more part tomorrow night. And I just want to piggyback off what my brother said. This time I'm going to verse 6 here in Revelation chapter 17. And amen, the word of God says, and I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints, with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, as my brother and I have been telling you, and this verse is letting you know here, as we talk to you about this woman, and we gave to you who this woman is dealing with, the Roman Catholic Church, and here John the Revelator saw that same woman. And remember, Revelation 12, verse 1 talks about the church of Christ, the woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. Here in Revelation 17, this woman is referred to as the whore that sits on upon many waters. And so the word of God shows you the contrast between the both of them. And so therefore, this woman here in Revelation 17 is none other than the Catholic Church. And as we read here in verse 6, one of the things that this verse here is letting you know, as John the Revelator is revealing, is that this woman, this church, has a persecuting spirit. Okay? Hallelujah.
Amen.
She persecutes and kill them which are holy. I'm going to say that again, because here it said that she was drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. These are representing those who are holy. And therefore, this church persecutes and kills them which are holy. So the question would be, how can you claim to be that which is of God when you persecute and kill the very people you claim to be?
Amen.
Because they claim to be holy. The Roman Catholic Church in general claims to be holy. They claim to be the one here on earth of God. But yet still, you kill those who are holy. In fact, the word saints here is dealing with those that are consecrated, sacred, consecrated to who? To God. Okay? And this is who this woman persecutes and kills. This is who this church persecutes and kills. Okay?
Amen.
Now, you hear them talking about Peter and Mary. Once again, the word I want to give to you is smokescreen. Okay? Then, too, you got to figure out what Mary are they talking about. Because when they refer to Mary as the Queen of Heaven, you don't find that nowhere. Not truthfully scripture that God says she's the Queen of Heaven. Okay?
Amen.
So they persecute and kill those that are holy.
Amen.
And so if you are in the same spirit, if you are mocking those who are walking in Christ, you persecute them and all that, then you stand a chance of joining this woman.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Because you will be operating in the same spirit that she operates in. See, this is why you have to pray for your loved ones, because remember, and we said this once before in one of the broadcasts, where it's coming down to, you're not going to be able to play the in-between game. See, some people try to play the in-between game. They say, well, you know what? I'm not for church, but I ain't against church. And they think they can stay in between, don't have to make no decision. But I got news for you. I got news for you. This time we're living in, you're going to have to make a decision. Because the Bible talks to you about two main churches, the Church of Christ and the Church of the Devil. And in the end, you're going to belong to one or the other. So it's not going to be no in-between game and talking about, well, you know, I ain't against church, but I ain't for it neither. You know, I don't say nothing to people who go to church and then I could. No, I'm sorry. I know you've been running with that excuse for years, but it's about to come to the end. Okay? It's about to come to the end. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to read to you on the research I did, and it gave, and talking about this persecuting church, amen. In the days when the Roman Catholic Queen Mary ruled England, this is the one that was known as Bloody Mary, get this, some 288 Christians were burnt at the stake for their stand for Christian truth between the year 1555 and 1558. The first of these martyrs was a man named John Rogers, who, as he stood chained to a stake and the fire rose around him up to his legs and shoulders, he rubbed his hands on the flames as if he were washing his hands in cold water. Then he lifted his hands to the heavens and held them high until he was completely consumed by the fire. Rogers went to the stake with such calm and dignity that the French ambassador wrote that he went to his death as if he were walking to his wedding. His courage was so evident that the huge crowd burst into applause when they saw him walk into the stake. Hallelujah. They was persecuted and killed. Glory. Under the rulership of the Roman Catholic Church.
Amen.
They have a persecuting spirit to those who are really walking in holiness. Now notice that I said that, really walking in holiness, okay? Because anyone that's really walking in holiness is going to acknowledge Jesus as Lord. They want you to acknowledge them as number one.
Amen.
See, that's not talked about too much. And what amazes me is some of these so-called prophecy experts who said they had so many thousand of hours studying. Why are y'all not preaching on this? Why are y'all not teaching this? Now, it's easy for you to teach that any day now we're going to be snatched up. But when it comes to this brand of truth, that's very important right now. This is not even spoke on.
Amen.
By many of them.
Right.
They don't say anything, okay? And you're just letting the people go on be deceived. And I'm here to say this. Don't you think that some of them don't know the truth? They know. You said, well, Brother Nate, if they know the truth, why ain't they telling it? Well, one of the reasons is they scared. Number two, another reason is that because they have a stake in with this church.
Yeah.
They got some, as they said, they got something going on. Okay?
Amen.
So if I, quote, got a good thing going, why should I ruin it? By doing what? By telling the truth.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
They persecuted and killed the Christians through the years. Oh, glory. And that is not talked about too much.
Amen.
And the people who are talking about it, others look at them and say, oh, they just some conspiracy theorists. That's all they are. See, people ain't talking about how the Roman Catholic Church had the Jesuits. In other words, another name for the Jesuits was hitmen for the mob or for the Roman Catholic Church, because that's what they were. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
She was drunken with the blood. Hallelujah. Of the saints. You know, I was reading one time where they said that some of the pagan worshipers, when they got revenge on their enemies, that's what they did. They drunk their blood.
Yeah.
Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. They would drink their blood. That shows that these saints and these martyrs was the enemy of hers. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Now, people, once again, some of y'all listening and saying, hey, y'all just on here just trying to be some conspiracy theorists. That's all y'all is talking. Okay, well, listen. Understand this.
Yeah.
That as we come to you with this, there is no way that we're trying to force you to accept it. There's, once again, we don't come on Blog Talk Radio asking any of y'all for your phone number, your address, so we can bug you. And so we can ask you every day, did you get something? Did you get something? No. Once we deliver it, listen, it's between you and God. And see, some of y'all listen, y'all say, man, this sounds like somebody out of a movie. Like this, well, it's for real. You're just like in your sports. Now, some people don't believe this, but some people have been telling for years that a lot of your pro sports are run by the mafia in the mob and by the Illuminati and all that. And guess what? That's true.
Yeah.
It's absolutely true.
Amen.
But you got some people who really, and I like sports and I like basketball, I like football and all that. But you got some people that's so caught up with it, you tell them something like that, they don't want to hear that. Oh no, ain't no Illuminati, ain't no Mason, ain't no mob running. Okay, keep thinking that. See, that's why God said there's nothing here that won't be revealed.
Amen.
See, this stuff won't be revealed.
Amen.
Y'all remember that referee they caught years ago? He was fixing games. Okay. And when they banned him and got him out there, the referee started telling on the folks. They started telling. They said, man, the whole NBA, he said the NBA is rigged. And he even told what they do. You know, just like, for example, they want to keep a star in the game. That star can foul you, but they're going to call the foul on somebody else to keep them in the game. Well, when they did all that, what do you think the NBA said? The NBA said, well, we investigated. We didn't find no such claims to be true. No, you ain't going to find it. Why? Because y'all are a billion-dollar industry.
Amen.
You ain't going to find it. Because if you had to stand up there and admit that you found it, oh, my goodness, do you know the fans you would lose? People, these sports are becoming like soap operas now. You can just almost sometimes predict what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
And this stuff that the Roman Catholic Church is doing that is hidden before many people's eyes is going to be uncovered. Like I said, there's stuff so much at a time is coming out. Okay? Because remember, Satan cannot hold his true nature for long. Okay? He is a deceiver. Okay? But he can't hold it for long. The true nature got to come out. Okay? And it's going to come out. And they've been letting people know. And they've been telling you stuff. And you got some people that's so wrapped up in them, they just turn ahead from them, you know. You start telling them why they cut you off in your talk. Okay? Teach man, I don't want to hear that. Amen.
Amen.
And like my brother told you once before, some of them get highly offended. They want to do something to you.
Amen.
You go say something dealing with the Catholic Church, man, they want to, you can see it in their eyes, they want to drop you.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. Glory to God. So when you hear, and you notice that this is not the million-dollar question people ask. You know, there are many people, even many Christians, that heard that the Christians got persecuted and killed in the days of old, but they're not asking the million-dollar question. Who was doing it? See, they weren't asking the question and looking for the answer. They got, oh, they was killed by some people who didn't like them. You know, people won't like you. But they weren't getting specific answers telling who was doing it.
Amen.
All in your history books, people. All in your histories.
Yes.
Amen. And this is why this church can come out like it is to say, we're over all Christianity. Do y'all ever listen to and read? People, listen. You got to learn how to we got to learn how to search stuff out. Do you hear the things that they got? They made law on. They tell you, said we over all Christianity, but nobody asked the question: who put you over all Christianity? Who made you over all Christianity? Show me that in the scripture. They can't show you. But what happened to the Christian? Oh, we just sat there quiet, fill our thumbs. We just sat there while they just stood up and said, hey, we of all Christianity. We're the vicar of God here on earth. We are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Nothing was said. Some of these Christians who are investigating other things, you mean they're not investigating this?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Now they will beat up on one another, touch one another, but when it comes to what the Pope or the Roman Catholic Church says, nobody says nothing.
Amen.
Now you let a brother Robert Gross and brother Nathaniel Hunt get up there and say, hey, we are all Christianity. Man, they will throw everything at us, not just eggs and lettuce, bricks, stones,
amen,
you name it. They'll be out trying,
amen,
to kill us, and man, you ain't over nobody.
Amen.
And then whatever they can't hit us with, they'll try to hit us themselves. But you have this church, Revelation 17 church, that has got up and said, we're of all Christianity. And one of their popes, Pope Benedict, told all the churches, y'all are defective. And they got upset. And I said, why you get upset? The true nature of that church is coming out. Oh, they got bent out of shape.
Amen.
So I guess the Roman Catholic Church said, oh, you done hurt our followers now. We got to do something to build our image back up. You didn't came out, Pope Benedict, and told them what we really think, what we really think about them. Amen.
Amen.
They have made themselves the way. And so we have sat there, and we just sit there quiet. Don't say nothing, okay? Amen. Lord, have mercy on us. She was drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs. She killed them.
Amen.
She slain them. Because of why? Because of their stance for Christ. My Lord, we don't know nothing about that yet here in America. I say yet.
Amen.
Because we're the sand on the beach Christians sometimes, you know. Amen. Go out on the beach and get sun and sand and all this stuff, and we say, oh, this is the good life. This is the God life. I got my Benz up on the hill. I got my other two or three houses. This is the God life.
Mm-hmm.
This is it.
Amen.
While our brothers and sisters in other countries who are being beaten and killed, slain for the gospel's sake.
Yep.
And it's amazing that we carry such a selfish spirit here in America. We don't ask, we don't even ask God, say, God, why are we over here sitting in the sun and bathing in the sun and look like we got cars and Bentley, but our other people who's supposed to be our brothers and sisters over there, they're getting killed. Why is that? But see, when you are operating in a selfish spirit, you ain't going to be thinking about nobody else. Okay?
Amen. Amen.
You ain't gonna be thinking about it. And then when you do hear about it on TV, you go, oh, that's so sad. Now you want to turn to the young and the restless because you don't want to hear no more of that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, but man, this stuff is shaping up like it is. We're going to see. Just look at what happened to Capitol a few days ago. You know, a lot of people never thought something like that. Oh, they'll look for you to break in any other building, but not bust in on no at the Capitol. But it happened. It happened, people.
Amen.
People, this is not no game, okay? This Revelation 17 church ain't playing. She don't like anyone walking in true holiness. See, the holiness they display is not true holiness.
Amen.
And that's why so much stuff concerning them is starting to be more and more exposed. But you know what? They know what many people like is sin. So what they're going to do? They're going to partner with their sin. That's why I told you that they are for the LGBTQ community. They for them.
Amen. Sure is.
And y'all finna hear some more stuff that y'all going to find out they for. They're going to be joining. They're going to openly proclaim that they are okay with these other organizations that y'all know ain't right. Watch. You know why? Because they say, hey, we played like we holy so long, but we got exposed when they told about all what the priest did, so we got to go back and build our image. Well, what are the ways you think they're going to build their image? By walking in true holiness? No. By what? By okaying stuff, okaying abominable acts, okaying sinful acts, okaying iniquity, just to be what? To be bonded with the people. Because we got to build our image back up.
Amen.
We took a big time hit. No way in the world we thought those people going to go out and tell. We thought we had them under total control. We had them thinking that we was the holy ones. And
yeah.
The holy ones are never wrong. But God
Amen.
Blessed many of them with such a courage and strength that they came out and said, hey, this one did this to that, and this one did this to me. And they was coming out with so much, man, the Roman Catholic Church, the Pope, they didn't know what to do.
Amen.
It was hitting them at all angles, okay? But don't you believe for a second now that they didn't know what was going on. Now, I'm telling you now, don't you believe that?
Yes.
Because they knew. And the only thing you had to do is listen. After all that happened, the Pope told that man, God made you that way. Now, people, come on. 1 + 1 = 2. You got to put the two together, okay? If the Pope sitting up there, quote, saying that what those priests did to those people were wrong, but you just turn around after that and said that God had made a man a homosexual who was raped by one of the priests, then what do you think he's saying?
Amen. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Amen. He's letting you know. Ain't nothing wrong.
Amen.
Because once you threw God in there and say, God made you that way, oh, man, you done opened up a whole big world now.
You done said God had these priests to rape you, to molest you, to put a seed of homosexuality in you because he wanted you that way.
Amen.
And you know how they really get people? Another way they really get people, just like the way this Satan deceives anybody, people ain't getting in the word.
Yeah.
And so they can say anything and say, hey, you know what? God accepts this. Now, if the people were really getting in the word, when the Pope turned around and said that, it should have been all kinds of red flags, red lights, you name it, went up. He should have been getting calls and letters and whatever saying, hey, you dead wrong.
Yeah.
It should have been these televangelists on TV. They should have been speaking out using this platform and podium that they got. They should have spoke out and said, hey, y'all, we got to correct this thing. Because these folks going around here telling y'all they over Christianity and now telling y'all that what God calls an abomination is okay and that God is promoting or into causing you to be raped so that seed can be put in you. We got to correct this. But what did you hear from them? Nothing.
That's right.
Nothing. Not a word.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Not a word at all.
Amen. Amen.
Praise be to God. So I'm going to stop it there today, and I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother. Take it away, brother.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. The call today is to come out of here, okay? Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. That's the call. Come out the mother of harlots, okay? The Catholic Church, hallelujah, the whore of all the earth, the mother, the hallelujah, Mistress Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, abomination of all the earth, come out of her, to her that the Bible is speaking of. Okay, come out of all her systems, okay? Come out of all her ways, come out of all her churches, come out of all her little harlots, okay? Come away from her. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, we are in that 17th chapter of Revelation, the 6th verse, okay? And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the, with the blood of the martyrs. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, of Jesus Christ. That's something to say. Can you understand that? There's only one, okay? There's only one church that's big enough for that to be drunken.
Amen.
Saw this church drunken with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus, a woman, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Who is it that they identify themselves with? The Queen of Heaven. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Who was the Queen of Heaven? The Queen of Heaven was not Mary. Mary is not the Queen of Heaven, okay? Mary is
Amen.
A woman, a Jewish woman, hallelujah, that the Lord chose to have to bring forth the Messiah, okay? That's who Mary was. That's where her job ended, okay? Thank you, Jesus. That was her one job she had. Thank you, Jesus, and to bring up Jesus Christ as a child, okay? That was her job. Thank you, Jesus. But we done sent here, we done venerated Mary as being a god. Those are the ways of Roman Catholicism, okay? Those are the ways of the old pagan Rome, okay? Always venerizing, always making people gods, always saying she's a god, he's a god, they a god. You hear it so common on TV now, people talking about, I'm a goddess, treat me like women running around talking about, goddess, treat me like a queen. You ain't no queen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I know people like to say that, but you ain't no queen. Ain't nobody no queen. Humble yourself. That's your first job. To humble yourself. and to realize that there's only one that is great. Not any man on this earth is great. I don't care whether he's a king, whether he's a priest, whether he's a prophet. I don't care whether he's a president. I don't care what he is. I don't care if he's a seer. I don't care what he is. Ain't no man got no business going around here talking about, oh, I'm the great one. You ain't nobody the great one. How many people have you seen through the history that called themselves God, and people have called these men God? Okay?
Amen.
It's easy for you to put them down, but you ain't going to put down the Pope when he says, I'm God. When it's written,
yeah.
This stuff is written in the books. You can go to a book, many, hallelujah, thank you Jesus, many books of reference which will tell you his name, his title, everything. But we still resisting, saying, oh no, that's not the devil's church. Yes, it is the devil's church. And I'm going to tell you some things that the reason why it says in 17:6, and I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints, hallelujah, and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus Christ, thank you, Jesus, and I saw her, I wondered with great admiration, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And I told you what that wondering is, okay? And out of the power of Satan. Now don't ever stop leaving out Satan, okay? Stop leaving out Satan as, hallelujah, the lead in all these things, okay? Satan is the lead beast, okay? He's the first beast. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
He's the leader of this church. He's the founder of this church. Stop leaving Satan out. It ain't just the Pope. It's the devil behind him. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. You can't leave it out, okay? When people are talking about things of God, they always leave out Satan. How are you going to leave out Satan? And Satan is the one that's agitating things, the major accuser of the brethren, the hater of the brethren, okay? The one that got, that claim he has the power, the greatest power in all the earth, okay? How can you leave him out? You cannot
Amen.
Leave him out because he has the ruling power in the earth. How can you leave him out? Stop leaving Satan out. You be talking and you talking
Amen.
Like this, talking for philosophical type things, okay? And people don't realize, hallelujah, that they're leaving out the most important part of that equation. That they become, people always ask, why this, why that? Why is the world in such confusion? Because the devil, the three parts of that equation, okay? And don't leave out no part of that equation. What is the three parts of that equation? Satan is one part. You and your flesh is the other part. And the world system is the other part. That's the three parts, okay?
Amen.
You can't leave out those parts. When you're looking at the troubles of this world, stop leaving out those three things. Well, this,
Amen.
Well, that, well, this. If it was a just God, it wouldn't be all these things happening. And then you leave yourself out like you haven't done anything.
Amen.
And you feel a filthiness just like the Catholic Church is because you're following it. Thank you, Jesus. Now let me get to this. I ain't trying to hurt nobody's feelings. That ain't my job. But my job is to tell you the strict truth, okay? And if you don't receive the truth of Christ, okay, Satan will have power to destroy you, okay? You got to open your eyes. You got to turn around and say, yes, I see the truth. I see the truth of God's word. Now, in encyclopedias, almost every encyclopedia will tell you about the true history of the Roman Catholic Church, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And then you got some books that specialize in things like that, okay? But you got to be vigilant enough to seek those things, to seek the truth, okay?
Amen.
You can't just look for me to give you the truth and say, oh, I don't believe them. Well, I t- tell you what, your life is dependent on these things, ignoring these things. If you don't think it, because I ain't just telling you things just to be telling them, okay? I never want to do this, okay? I can tell you, I never want to do this, but Jesus Christ, he's the one got me doing this, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'm trying to tell you, we've been telling you, thank you, Jesus, now I'm going to tell you about what that part means in Revelation. Hallelujah. It says she was drunken with the blood of the saints. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This guy named Motley. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In his rise of the Dutch Republic, he wrote a book, okay? And then he got chapters in his book, and this is chapter part 3, chapter 2. He says, upon February the 16th, 1568. Now, you might want to write that down, okay? Write that down. February 16th, 1568. A sentence of the Holy Office. Who is the Holy Office? The Roman Catholic Church.
Amen.
Condemned all the inhabitants of the Netherlands. Okay? Condemned all the inhabitants of the Netherlands to death as heretics. From the universal doom, only a few persons, especially named, were accepted. A proclamation, okay? They let them go. A few people, they let them go. But they condemned all of the Netherlands. Hallelujah. And a proclamation of the king dated 10 days later confirmed this decree of the Inquisition and ordered it to be carried into instant execution right away, right? Hallelujah. Without regard to age, sex, or condition. They didn't care whether you were sick, they didn't care whether you was old, they didn't care whether you were a little child, they didn't care about none of those things. 3 million, listen to this now. This is in history, okay? 3 million of people, men, hallelujah, women and children were sentenced to scaffold in 3 lines. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That was on page. That was according to this. It was on our day, page 150. W. A. Spicer. He wrote that. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now there's 3 million people. Could you get your mind around? I ain't talking about a few thousand. I said 3 million people. 3 lines. And they execute these people. Thank you, Jesus. That has happened. Listen, you may not believe it, but it has happened, okay? Here's another one, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Though arithmetic can reach the numbers who have been put at in different ways on account of their maintaining the profession of the gospel and opposing the corruptness. Okay, now what they're saying here is that they were put to death because of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Okay, and the Roman church killed them because they stood for their profession of the gospel of Jesus Christ, okay? 1 million of the poor wilderness, okay, perished in France, 900,000 Orthodox Christians were slain in less than 30 years after the Inquisition, institution of the Jesuits. Okay?
Wow.
This Duke of Alva boasted of having put 36,000 deaths in the Netherlands by the hands of the common execution during the space of a few years. Hallelujah. The Inquisition destroyed by tortures 150,000 Christians within 30 years. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, these are just a few of the things, okay, but this stuff goes all the way up to our time, okay? Even World War II, okay? World War II, hallelujah. I could tell you something there, okay? But I'm gonna, but that would take too much time. But they come all the way up to World War II, where they're still abdicating that type of violence, destruction of people, okay? Killing of people, okay? Torturing of people, okay? They killed so many people in World War II. Man, thank you, Jesus. All the devil,
yeah.
All the communism working, communism was killing them by the millions, killing people by the millions, because all you have to do is to disagree with them, and they're going to wipe you out. So,
yeah.
You know, you had communism, you had Nazism, you had Catholicism, right? Then you had Islam, okay? At the same time, all these evils, okay? Then you had all these men that was in the office, okay? Okay, in Japan, France, in Italy, okay? All these people, okay? It's in history. All you got to do is read your books. And it was all...
Amen.
And they was either communist, they was either Roman Catholic, okay, or they was Islam, okay? They was some false religion. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, you can't afford to shut your eyes anymore, okay? Because this thing has been around, this religion that we're talking, this is an old religion, okay, that we're telling you about the Queen of Heaven, that's old.
Amen.
Roman Catholic religion, that's an old religion. That's the same thing that the pagan Roman emperors, they were serving, they believed in that same system, okay? That's, they believed in it. That's why it was so easy for Constantine, Emperor Constantine, to say, "Oh, I'll stop killing you guys." Because, you know, I'll stop killing you because all of you dead anyway. You know, all the leaders was dead, right? The leaders,
amen.
The leaders of the Christians was long dead, right? You still had,
amen.
You still had a few people left, okay, that held out, okay? But they was mostly underground, okay? They wasn't in that Roman thing, okay? Because the people of God would not have let team take over the church. That's a sign right there to you, okay?
Amen.
The people of God would not stood by and said they would have corrected Constantine told Constantine, "Prove you're saved." They're telling them,
yeah.
"Prove you're saved. Prove you saw that vision. Prove you said. Prove that God is with you." Okay, and if he and he was, they was not gonna let no Constantine, no king take over the church. They wasn't gonna do that. None of the apostles would agree with that. That's why you never see. That's why you never hardly ever see that's why you never hardly ever hear the Roman Catholics or none of them people that's theologians speak of Paul. Because Paul talked about them being, hallelujah, who they were, the devil, okay?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. You never hardly hear them quoting Paul. You know why? Because they know Paul was against that garbage they was in, okay? They tried to use Peter because they figured they could use Peter because God told Peter that I give you these keys. But when Jesus was talking to Peter, he was talking to the whole body of Christ. He wasn't just talking to Peter alone. He told him,
Amen.
I give you these keys. That whatsoever you bound on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. God gives us power, hallelujah, to have dominion, okay? Now, that's another thing. Do you know that we don't have dominion in this earth? We have to take dominion. Thank you, Jesus. We have been appointed as the body of Christ to take dominion, to take power, to take might, to take authority over all the powers of the adversary, to tread upon the enemy. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. We have been given a commission. Jesus said, hallelujah, when he was leaving here, he said, hallelujah, do this. In the 16th chapter of Mark, what he told them in the 16th chapter of Mark, he told them, he said, they shall have power. He that believes, they have power to cast out what? Who? The devil.
Amen.
I don't want you casting him out. So that's why the devil sets himself up in this world, okay? He sets himself up in this world. Okay, now this is where I'm going to stop, okay, because I'm getting short there, getting loose. But the devil sets himself up in this world so that he can be as God, okay? Now, he's in the background, right? And he uses men to do it. I could tell you this before. He uses men to do everything that he does. He cannot do anything unless he uses men to do what he wants to do, okay? Satan can't just take over the world. Even though he's got great power, he cannot just take over the world. People have to submit to him. People have to believe what he says. People have to follow him, okay? People have to be blinded by him. People have to be deafened by him. People have to, hallelujah, their tongue have to be made, hallelujah, like his tongue, speaking lies. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, that's where I'm going to drop you today, okay? And I'm going to give it back
Amen.
Over to the hands of my brother, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But these deaths are real. They happened, okay? And more than that, we have not even told you half of it, okay? But that should
Amen.
Be enough right there. Because we're giving you more than two or three witnesses, okay? Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let everything be established. Take it away, brother, in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the message, the word today. Like I said, we have one more part to this part of the series. And people, listen, we're doing what we have commissioned to do of the Lord. And to giving you this information and informing you to what's going on and what is going to happen. And we want you to understand that, like I said, this thing is serious, people. I mean, we keep saying this, and I know that some of y'all hearing us saying this and some of y'all, you know, maybe thinking otherwise, but it's serious. And this thing is unfolding more before our eyes. And see, those who are spending time with Christ is going to see this. Okay? They're going to see this. And in fact, those who are spending time with Christ, they are seeing some of this stuff unfold now. Okay?
Yeah.
You can't fully detect the works of Satan without becoming spiritually minded, without giving yourself to Christ in a consecration place.
because things that just look normal to you.
Yes.
I mean, all the stuff that the Pope was saying and been doing, to some people, it's normal. I mean, they don't think nothing of it. They don't think it mean anything. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
They don't think, you know, whatever he said, that just Pope, he's just talking, you know. No, he's doing more than talking. Okay?
Amen.
He's doing more than talking. As Christians, we better enjoy this, quote, liberty right now that we have to go out and give the gospel right now.
Amen.
Because I'm telling you, and whether you believe it or not, they are fixed on up there in the Supreme Court and in Congress.
Yes.
While you sleep, they're thinking of laws they can come up with to combat the Christian. Not combat the Hindu, not combat the Islamist, but the Christian.
Yeah.
Not to combat the witches. I mean, they just let a witch, what was it, last year, 2020 or late 2019, they let a witch get up in the Congress and pray.
Oh.
She was a witch. And they let her get up and pray. You know she was dropping curses up in there. You know that.
Yep, you know it.
Listen, they're not coming up with these laws against these other religions. They're coming up with laws against Christianity. Because remember, one of the motto of this of America was one nation under who? Under God. Capital G.
Amen.
Now they saying, okay, this is how we gonna view this God thing. God is whoever or whatever to anybody. So to the Hindu, if he's a cow, he's a cow. Okay?
Yes.
That's how they go. And as Christians, we sleep. What we sleep in? We sleep in making money. Now, don't get me wrong. It's nothing wrong with having some money. But what happened is we didn't got so tied up in making money that we have neglected our calling in Christ.
Amen.
Because we working so hard to get, quote, things, okay, then we are coming close to Christ. That's why when the job say, hey, we want y'all to work 15 hours a day, and you jump up and say, hey, I'm for it. And by the time you get to the house, you about to fall out. You got to have somebody help you lift the spoon with the beans on it so you can eat. But as soon as you get finished eating, what you going to do? Take a bath and go to bed, and your routine finna start all over again. But notice there's no Jesus in there.
Amen.
And see, you carry this mentality that because Jesus is long-suffering, loving, and a merciful God, that you don't have to do nothing on your end. He going to do everything. So you ain't got to have a mind on him. You ain't got to pay attention to him. You ain't got to spend no time with him. But on the other hand, you think he just going to automatically do.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now, some of us ain't doing that for people in our own house, okay? I mean, come on. And it's becoming more and more evident. People, we're giving you this because I'm telling you, these laws that they're working on to come against Christianity, guess who's going to say yes to them? The church we talking to you about.
Amen.
They're going to be the ones that, you know, that's right. Because why? When you got people thinking they are the authority on earth, okay?
Amen.
They think that whatever they say goes.
Amen.
And they doing like many other churches, because the Roman Catholic Church And we're going to talk about that because in our next series, we're going to be dealing with the Reformation, the Roman Catholic Church. They say, oh, no, the Church Christ, it never was overthrown. It never broke up, never became disorganized. It continued with us.
Mm-hmm.
and people accepted that. They accepted that. Why?
Amen.
It's because who was speaking it. That's why. But you let a brother Robert or brother Nate get up there and say, hey, listen, Christ Church was never overthrown, was never ruined. It continued with our church. Man, they would get up there. They would do everything but lift us up and just nail us to the wall.
You know that.
But this Roman Catholic Church get up there and tell you, say, hey, we over all.
Amen.
And once again, and I know y'all keep hearing me say this, but I'm saying it for a reason. Once again, the big-time televangelist, you heard nothing from them.
No, you didn't. Not one word.
But let us say something like that, they get offended. They bringing out the books and everything on it. But the Roman Catholic Church says that it gets quiet as a mouse.
It must be true.
And so now when they making up these laws, like I said, we over here, we in our own little world. And watch, before you know it, they're going to be passing more of these laws.
Mm-hmm.
And some of us as Christians are going to be standing up here with our mouth wide open and say, I just don't believe here in America they passing such a law like that. I just don't believe it. Well, guess what? Believe it.
Better believe it. Amen.
Because you notice one of the things they throwing up real fast. Now, we don't want to violate people's constitutional rights. They throwing that up quick.
Yep.
That woman in Houston, that mayor, she didn't, even for a funeral, she didn't want you to use Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, where were all the big-time televangelists in America at when that happened? Where nobody? Nothing. You know why?
Amen.
Because many of them are busy, quote, making money, okay? Listen, when you start standing for the real, I'm talking about the real truth now, not no fake truth, for the real truth, you're going to take a hit. Let me tell you what I mean by that. For example, if you got your own business and you speak out and say you're against homosexuality, what area you think Satan going to come at? Your business. He's going to hit your business.
Amen.
That's where he's coming, people.
Amen, that's right.
Because he said, hey, he liked that money. He liked that money. Yeah, he went to talking that kind of shook my kingdom up, but I'm going to go in there. I'm going to make a hit on his business. I bet you God he'll turn on you then. You take that business away. He going to turn. He going to start talking a different talk then.
Yes.
And you found through the years, some Christians, they weren't able to handle that. So you start hearing? You start hearing them backtrack on what they say. And you just went, oh, man, oh, man. Because
amen.
What? Because Satan, he hit them in the business. That's why you get some Christians won't say nothing. Those, especially many of those that got their own business, they won't say nothing. Why? Because I don't want to hurt my money, my income coming in. I don't want to hurt that.
Amen.
So when the brother Robert Gross bring it up to me, I'm just going to go silent. And if he asks me what I think, I'm going to say, well, I believe God loves everybody, because that's the answer I'm going to throw at him. I ain't going to really say, you know, what I think should be, because I got too many customers, too much money coming in.
Yeah.
We can't let that ruin, let that happen. Amen. There's things that the Roman Catholic Church is doing is straight out contradictory, and people and many Christians who should ain't saying a word. Your Pope makes a vow of poverty, but you're the richest church on the face of this earth. Now, what's wrong there? We're supposed to be coming. Your building should be broke down and raggedy and all that. You talking about you made a vow of poverty?
Amen.
When the Pope wear a robe, you don't see no holes in the robe. You don't see no old robe. None of that.
Amen.
It's amazing how we can catch one another, but we ain't looking at the ones that really is showing it out up front. But we can catch one another. Oh, that brother Nate is fake. Oh, he's fake. He took a vow of poverty, and he got 4 cars in this yard. He's fake. Okay. But see, they say that. I mean, these folks got their own what? Police? At the home police? They got their own whatsoever. Okay? But you took a vow of poverty. And if you are a Christian studying the word, you would know that Jesus does not, that's one of the curses that Jesus came to redeem his people from. It's poverty.
Yeah, poverty. Right.
So how do I have someone who claimed to be, quote, God's church here on earth, telling it and making you think that it's good to take a vow of poverty? And that's like a slap in Jesus' face. Because what he went through was to redeem you from poverty. And you're going to turn around and say, I'm going to take a vow of poverty. People.
Yep.
Oh, as they said, the expression, they say the writing is on the wall.
Yep.
Okay? The writing is on the wall.
Amen.
And I want to say this as I let my brother offer up a closing prayer. You know, some of us as Christians, we are the hide in the dark corner Christians. And what we're doing is we persecuting the Christians that's coming forth and standing. You know, we're telling the words like, hey, don't say that. You know, God is love. You don't need to say that. Some of this stuff that me and my brother here, we're talking about, I know some Christians that were, if they had the power, they would censor us.
Yeah.
We go to talking quickly. They cut us. We don't need to hear that right now. They don't need that talking. That's not love. Would that be the case? I know what you were gonna do to John the Baptist in his day then.
Yeah. You'd
have been around John the Baptist was in trouble. Okay?
Amen.
And I ain't talking about with the Pharisees. He would have been in trouble. God is raising up a people in this hour. Me and Brother Robert's not the only two. He's raising up other people who's finna sound the alarm, who blowing the trumpet, okay? These people is not flowing with traditional mainstream church. They going under the leading of the Holy Ghost. And they're going out and they're telling the word of God and they're giving the gospel of Jesus Christ, and they're not afraid of what man could do. Okay, they're spreading the word, the gospel, and they're doing what Jesus wants. And Jesus wants people warned, okay? Jesus don't want you to see. That's another reason why he calling us to come closer to me, child. Come closer to me. Okay, Jesus, I do tomorrow. Tomorrow come, you're saying the same thing. Oh, okay, well, listen. When I get my finances right, I'm going to give you more time. Well, see, you had already declared who is your God then.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
You didn't already declare. So Jesus is the back burner one. You put him on the back burner, and I go back and reach and get you, Jesus, when I got some time. Okay. Well, guess what? There is finna come some more things that we're about to see. And remember these three areas. The Lord said that trouble will hit the nation, the church, and the home. Okay?
the nation, the church, and the home.
Amen.
Okay? That's where, watch. They already working on the homes. Now, they worked on making the children the head of the house and making mommy, who's supposed to be a female, making her a male, and making dad, who's supposed to be a male, a female. Okay?
Yep.
They already worked in the household already. But, you know, it's bad enough with the sinner, but guess who the people who didn't stand, who didn't fight it, and some that's accepting it? It's people that call themselves Christians.
Yes. Yes.
They should have heard from Christians the moment that they start even thinking about, hey, we thinking about legalized same-sex marriage. They should have been hearing from Christians then, but we didn't. And we carry the same message. You know, Christ should love everybody. So we were saying that, and they was going up there making it law.
Yeah.
And from what I understand, when Obama said, okay, I'm for it, they said one man was in the plane, jump out of the plane, and he jumped out to his boyfriend, they locked lips. They were celebrating.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Celebrating abomination while we as Christians were sitting there just looking. And turned to ourselves, you know, that's just wrong. Well, we didn't say nothing. We didn't stand.
Amen. Amen.
I'm going to let my brother here offer up a closing prayer. Take it away, brother.
Amen. Blessed be the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, I pray, Lord God, hallelujah, that these words, O Lord God, that we've given to the brethren, O Lord God, with the scriptures, O Lord God, hallelujah, Father, with the history, Lord God, that we've given to them, Lord Jesus, that they would take these things, O Lord God, and they would learn of you, Lord God, and they will come, repent of all their sins, transgressions, O Lord God, iniquities, Lord God, and join themselves to the Lord God, the one Jesus, the one Lord, the one Shepherd, the one God, hallelujah, hallelujah, the one, hallelujah, Godhead, bodily, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, that the eyes of the understanding might be enlightened, that they may know what is the hope is calling, that they might repent and be broken at all their might, in Jesus Christ's name, and follow after Christ. Take up their cross and follow after you, Lord Jesus. Father, in your mighty name, that is our prayer, Lord God, that they should come out of her, Lord God, that they should be broken loose from her, Lord God, that they should, hallelujah, eyes of the understanding should be enlightened, that their tongue shall be loosed, Lord God, to confess that Jesus Christ only is Lord and there is none beside him. In Jesus Christ's name,
Lord,
we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise be to God. Thank God for another blessed broadcast. Don't forget tomorrow night, the seventh and final part to Revelation 17. Look for the advertiser at 7 o'clock p.m. So once again, as for Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love you. God bless you and God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless, brother.
Amen. God bless you, brother.